Paul D, I was like, D, you listen to that Chris Brown? Nah, I can't get by his trash. Song 10.
But I ain't in the car that long.
Just start at song 12, I'm telling you. But don't be in.
So, I've experienced Houston traffic now. So, I see why the fuck you listen to everything.
Hey, I'm telling you.
Man, we fucking parked on the highway.
At 3:30 in the morning.
Parked. And I had the most fucked up wake up call ever. Your boy.
Licks.
Oh, yeah. He come me like, are you awake? I'm like, no. You want to watch a movie? No. Okay. A minute later, Uncle Adam, you awake? No.
That's my son.
And then he'll leave. He'll come back in and be like, I said we go to the bathroom. He got his own bathroom.
Yeah, man. He might come piss near you so you can smell his pheromones.
Hey.
That's my son, man.
I scared the shit out of him. Hey, he walked in there. Man. I said, get out. He's like, oh, shit. I was like, not you, the fucking dog.
Hey. But me and D saved lives when he came in, man. We saved lives when he came into town. We had two chicks. One that was having an emotional breakdown because a boyfriend slash... what do you call it? Fiance is a sucker. And the other one was just drunk.
Man.
All over the place.
And her mama was... her mama damn near stole this dude's car.
Almost stole this dude's car. A Maserati.
Whoa. Hey, that's
in front of the club.
In front of the club. She just got in the car. We sitting there like...
At first, they was taking pictures of it. Like, they was a little bow-wowing. You know, this my whip. And then she was like, let me see those keys. Got my man car. He in the back seat.
No, she in the front seat, like, no, crack.
Was it his car?
It was his car.
I thought she was taking pictures of him. No, the guy taking pictures of her driving his car. And she done started the motherfucker up, talking, I'm going to take it for a spin.
Yeah. and they getting in the front, in the back seat. In a two-door Maserati. I'm sitting there like, if me and Derek would have gotten this car with these white folks... we would have got shot, cops call, the whole nine. But from a block from that club to the next parking lot, these girls went through three ranges of emotions. It was, we love you, C. We love you, D. Your friend's so nice. Ba 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 ba.
I'm on your friend. I was your little brother.
Oh yeah, he's my brother. So then it
she
was,
said, you guys are like twins, like Danny DeVito and Arnold.
And then it was they sat down on the ground crying for whatever reason. And then the other one, then by the time they got to me and D in the actual parking lot, because I wasn't going to like save them. I mean, you get your ass on the parking lot, that ain't my problem. Then it was, tomorrow you need to come out to a country bar. Oh, 2 minutes ago, you was crying on the floor. What? See, this is why I don't go outside.
Bitches meditating.
Sitting on the floor meditating, man.
Nah.
Good God.
The one chick was trying to hold her Spanx down.
Oh, she had a slip on. she had a slip on. God. Hey, she good people, though. She good people, though. But I was like, baby, you got to. D's like trying to hold her slip down. Spanx or whatever.
I said, look, you pull up, I'm gonna pull down. You pull the slip up, and I'm gonna pull your dress down. I said, because you look like a hot ass mess right now. I said, you can't be standing next to me, and I'm out of town. What if somebody just happened to take a picture of this? Like, no.
You're mean. You going viral.
I'm going viral.
You going viral.
For all the wrong reasons. Like the little boy that was singing the pussy song.
Oh, I don't know if you've seen the pussy song. Oh, he's gonna be internet sensation. But y'all didn't see, he was flipping through that notebook, but somebody was blowing some loud while he was
in front of
there.
Yeah, his
all
uncle.
He kept saying is, talk about pussy. He had to be like
seven. Seven? I give him about nine.
Yeah. You think so?
Yeah, about nine.
Hey, he kept flexing his chest off like he was like 7 or 8.
Man. Hey, boy, wait. Cuts. Start the intro music.
We keep it 100. We keep it 100. Hey, country cousin. We keep it 100. We keep it 100. We keep it 100. Hey, country cousin. We keep it 100.
All
right, it's another week of Country Cousins. This is your guy, Dub.
This is your guy, Pretty Flocko, a.k.a. International Rome.
A.k.a. Turkey Meat.
Wait, what?
What happened there?
What?
Whoa. That just got awkward.
Hey, man, we back for another edition of Country Cousins. We got two of our very esteemed homeboys, a.k.a. The Logo, a.k.a. White Chocolate and Dark Chocolate. Introduce yourselves again, fellas.
Hello, my name is Adam. How is everyone?
Oh my god.
I'm the dark chocolate.
Bitch, you thin mint.
You the cream in the middle.
I will take it.
Awesome.
That's fair. That's fair.
Awesome.
He did say he's gonna take it.
Hey, whatever.
Man, look, I don't know. Y'all know who this is, man. This is C. Riley, aka Mr. Pound My Chest, aka Baby Oil is my stripper name. I do weddings, bar mitzvahs, and divorce
parties.
Whoa,
wait. Bar mitzvahs is for little boys.
It is.
Brats.
You got to say like quinceañeras.
Money's green.
Money is money. Hey.
Okay, Tank.
Yes. Yes.
You see my man, he did that at the Soul Train Awards.
Who? Tank?
Yeah.
Hey. I ain't gonna lie, man. I'm taking my shirt off all summer. I ain't gonna lie to y'all.
I get it. Hey, you got it. Do it. But, hey, if I'm performing at a pride event and there's all guys in my audience and attendance, my shirt's staying on, cuz.
Look.
Hey, who on the stage, who in the crowd?
Right.
That's one where you don't pull them on stage and do the lap dance.
Exactly.
That's the only barrier.
Hey, but they buying tickets. They spending money.
I get it.
They want to see the show.
They want to see the show. And I'm telling you, it all money is green, fellas. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I ain't gay for pay like some people I know.
Hey, but money's green, though. You know what I mean?
Gay for pay like
$20, guys.
Exactly.
I can't do it, man.
Times are tough.
Hey,
but if you're the giver and not the receiver and you're getting paid for it.
So you're saying north south is it ain't different. You ain't looking them in their eyes, it ain't, you know. If they busting that boy pussy wide open, it's all good.
I'm just saying, this is jail.
You real. Shout out to Ha Ha Davis. You a freak.
We didn't make it 7 minutes without a jail reference.
Never, man.
Good
real.
God.
It's real, man.
Speaking of Ainley raping, are you ready for the Fright Friday?
I am. It's a fight, not a fright, but I'm ready. I'm ready. Yeah, it's all right. No, I mean, I'm ready. I'm confident. I feel better than I have in a long time.
Tell the good people where we at Friday night.
Friday night, December 1st, going to be at River City Casino, St. Louis, Missouri. Shamrock FC is putting on their biggest show, Shamrock 300. And,
hoorah!
Oh. And the cool thing is I've been with Shamrock for about 12 years now, so for their biggest show, it's kind of cool that I'm on it. I feel kind of old, like the old guy. I'm the Johnny Hendricks of Shamrock. I'm now maybe on the undercard. I don't know where I'm at, but I'm on there.
Hey, man, at least you ain't going to miss weight.
No.
You fighting at 185, right?
185 pounds.
What's the guy's name? You fighting?
His name's Eddie Larea. He's got like 65 pro fights. Got a lot of experience. Kind of a smaller guy, scrappy. He's a gamer, so it should be kind of fun for a minute for him. I mean,
wait.
He looked like Lotto off of every Mexican gang movie.
Okay, yeah. That's what I was about to say. He had to be Mexican. 65 professional fights.
Oh, you know some of them some backyard. Prelim for some pit bull fights.
Halftime entertainment of the pit bull
some fight. Cockfights going on. You know that shit. That boy halftime for some cockfights. God bless him.
Like Baby Joker. So what's the...
Pass the wire.
Who the big fight? Who the main card?
The main event is a guy named Garrett Gross, who is from kind of like rural Illinois area.
So he's a Klansman.
No, Garrett's he'll surprise you. You know, he had this light-skinned beautiful queen.
See how it hurt?
Yeah.
Light-skinned,
yeah, it's cool.
Oh, so he was licking his lips and squinting at the same time when he said it.
Exactly.
He did a
But Garrett Gross is a guy who anytime you see him fight, he's kind of like if you guys watch him, like maybe a Matt Brown or
Gil Melendez,
almost like a Diego Sanchez, something like that. He just comes out, and he's just like fuck it, let's fight. And he just starts throwing smoke, dude. Then the
he fighting at 170.
I think they're 155. He's fighting a guy named Garrett Mueller, who is a fucking mirror image of him. So it's gonna be two knuckleheads going out there just punching each other in the face.
Okay.
But the fight I'm actually probably most excited about is a guy named Rashard Lovelace and Luke Nelson.
It looked like the co-main, right?
It is. It is. But Rashard, the thing with Rashard is he's like a super athlete, but like he's very awkward. So I train with him, and he hits you with like a backhand, like bitch slap, karate chop, like shit like that. Like it's like stuff that you don't really see. But then he's fighting a guy who's a real good traditional Thai dude, and man, I think that's gonna be one to watch. It's gonna be fun.
Luke Nelson looks like he eats a lot of number three combination plates from Chinese place.
Racism.
Yeah.
But way to be humble, big guy, because if it was me, the fight I'm looking most forward to is Adam Seller. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, you should.
That's the fight I'm looking forward to. And I already told you, you knock him out in the second round. If you knock him out in the first round, I'm getting arrested.
Pants are coming off. He ain't wearing no man panties.
Hey, pants are coming off. I'm running. I'm streaking to the... to the damn cage.
We not far from the stage.
That's cool. Y'all about to see all this hairy ass and balls hanging.
Look for us during the walkout. We'll be doing the dick bump. Pause. We wearing our Selamania shirts?
Hey, we can. And, you know, I'm going to have what you call them joints on? The Antonio Brown joints. Sparkly shoes.
Oh, the Louboutins?
Yeah.
Go on with your bad self.
Look, man, it's going to be a good card. I ain't going to lie to y'all, man. I mean,
it's like fucking 15 fights.
Hey, I can tell you, though, but the dude he was talking about, Rashard, he's built up like a little Tyrese. Like a smaller Tyrese, swear to God.
What do you want from me?
No, man. Sweet I can't do a bro like that. But no, he's athletic. But respectfully, Luke got hands. So they're going to strike, and it's going to be some crazy shit. You may... this would be a fight that you see something like somebody do a spinning cartwheel kick and hit somebody with.
Yeah, but Luke, it's hard to hit Rashard. I mean, the dude's fast. He moves a lot, and when he hits you at least six times at once. It's insane. Yeah.
Yeah. But C just said I'm gonna see a Colonel William Gow, a flash kick. If I see that, I'm losing my mind.
You could see something.
I'll do it.
wait. How are you gonna take this guy out? You said he's scrappy, and you.
I got something I've been working on. We worked on a little bit today. Yeah. And if it works, it's going to be beautiful. But I don't really see a way I lose this fight, to be honest with you. I mean, like I said, I feel better than I have in years.
Now, I've seen you kind of give up a fight to a very bad submission. You just get caught.
Man, fuck Kyle Kurtz.
Oh! Fuck you, Kyle Kurtz.
Yeah. No, Kyle's a nice kid.
He was dominating for two rounds.
He fucking got lucky twice, which is fine. You know, the kid did a good job. He's great. You know what I mean? He got it. But man, fuck him.
I just don't want another fuck you moment.
If there's another fuck you moment, I can tell you right now, you'll never see me in a cage ever again.
I'm going to tell you
unless
this.
I'm cleaning it.
If we have another situation where a motherfucker don't want to be in that cage and start bitching about legal strikes to the side of the head.
Fuck Colton Cole.
Now that's on my mama.
Fuck Colton.
Fuck him. I'm pissing on somebody's daughter.
God. Wait, God damn.
I swear to God.
I'm getting hyped over here.
Hey, dicks out for Harambe. I'm pissing on somebody's daughter.
Hold up. Oh, I thought he was about to say, we'll have to whoop some ass. I'm like, cool. But, no, like, whoa.
Putting dick out. Two hands on shaft, pissing.
Okay.
Why you need two hands? I just need two fingers.
Okay, Petri dish. Right.
I got something that looked like a dick, just smaller.
Wait,
goddamn,
what?
But goddamn, baby.
You got a bigger clit?
With a head.
I have nothing. I have nothing to say to that at all.
What? You?
Hey.
Of all people.
You couldn't follow up dicks out for Harambe? Right.
I couldn't follow up pissing on somebody's daughter. I'm like, wait. Whoa.
Hey,
golden showers. R. Kelly would be proud.
I'm pissing.
Shout out to my boy Wes.
Who's Wes?
I'm not going there. Nah.
The wild, wild
Wes. He was trying to bait you. That was a bait.
He was going there. He was going there.
There have been some stories about something, about someone we know. When I get confirmation, I will let you know.
We need video.
I'm not going.
It'll go on our YouTube page.
At all. Because, so, not happening.
So, big fight this Friday. After you dismiss this guy, quick turnaround. You looking to fight early again next year?
I planned on fighting January 20th at another casino, but that currently is in the air. I don't know if I will do that anymore. Logistically, it kind of seems a little bit silly for me to do that without getting too much into it. But yeah, we'll see. I got another offer for up in Kansas City. I got a couple offers different places, so we'll see.
And so, I most definitely would travel to Kansas City to see you fight.
We're definitely in there.
Hey, yeah. Kansas City is an easy drive. It's not one of those driving to Iowa drives where you're just in cornfields. It's an easy, quick 3.5 hours, and you're there. And it's fun, man. I've been training up there for.
I refuse to go to Iowa. I think I would end up in the Libyan slave trade.
Don't.
You ever seen that movie Get Out?
God damn, that hurt right now.
Too hard.
Too soon.
Too hard.
I mean, honestly. Me and him been to Iowa a couple of times, cornering the little homie Steve.
We're from the future.
Because it looked like 97.
They still got on fat forms?
Hey, we went out to...
On everything I love. They still wearing do-rags and a hat.
Hey, we're sitting there. So we're sitting there watching a fight. It's a white dude versus a black dude. And this cat turns around and goes, "Hey, man, this colored guy's real good." And we was like... I don't think they call him colored no more, bro. Like,
he said to him?
Yeah, we were right there. Yeah,
not
we were
to me. Like, he was just talking about
it. This is how he talks. He
toothless motherfucker didn't know.
No. He wasn't toothless. I think he was missing a tooth. But the best part was his daddy. We saw them walking out. His daddy reaches in his mouth and takes out all his teeth and puts them in his pocket. He's like... Remember that?
We walked out in the lobby.
Hey, so, teeth out for Harambe.
Hey, so we went to this spot after the fights.
Wait. What kind of spot?
It's called Fun City.
It's called Fun City, Burlington, Iowa. On everything, Googles.
No, it's not.
Is
it a happy ending? Come up with that?
Googles, I promise you this, right?
It's the son of a preacher, man.
So I'm going to tell you this. me and Selena are chilling, and they still wearing like, super baggy.
I'm pretty sure I saw his FUBUs.
We saw
FUBU jeans with cargo pockets.
Hold on, cuz. This was 2012, probably.
Ooh.
You saw like some Jabot jeans?
You know what? It wasn't that long ago, but it wasn't like last year. But they were playing hits of the 90s, man. It was like...
No, they're playing jock jams in there.
Bro, I think the DJ got on, he's like... And the latest hit from the Spice Girls. And then some shit comes on. And we're like, wow.
They went crazy?
Because they were going crazy over Thong Song.
Oh, hey, I remember.
That's heavy, though.
No, but they were going crazy over Thong Song. Like, it was new, fam.
Like, it was relevant.
Like it was on some real shit. And we sitting there, like, they looking at us like, motherfuckers from the future, for real. What kind of new ass shit is this?
You had on some of your kicks?
I mean, you come on. I mean, you know, I'm going to be outside with it. You know what I mean? I'm never going to be out, no matter where I go.
He might have had a big belt buckle on, and they were like, wow.
Yeah.
On the Hermes?
Yeah, I may have had on the Hermes, but.
So you had the belt buckle with your name on it?
Nah. Hey, on my mama.
With the scrolling letters?
LED lights on the belt buckle.
Yeah, like a bumper, like a license plate.
Man, it was crazy in there. I mean. I saw the brother walk in. He was like the dude in town. He had on a do-rag with a hat over it. Cocked. But hold on, not rolled up. Like, he had a flare. He had the flare flip. Like, the shit was catching the wind.
So he was Murphy Lee.
Yes. Tip drill Murphy Lee. I'm like, guys, what is going on? They looking at me and Sella like, oh, you look like an Abercrombie model, and I look like somebody out of... You know what I'm saying?
Abercrombie?
No, I was on some like G shit. Like
Armani Exchange.
Yeah, I was on some
G must be a rapper.
Yeah, I was on some G shit. Like, I wasn't even on.
You have on them tight ass pants you had on in Houston?
Oh. Hey. Don't lie. I was fly as a motherfucker.
Hey, we got video. We'll post the video. We'll let the people judge.
You can post the video. I was fly as a motherfucker. One thing y'all know, C. Riley's never outside incorrect.
Speaking of being outside, y'all see how my tone
changed, people.
I mean, Friday is C. Riley Day.
100%.
It sure is. 100%.
So, do we want to let people know where the after party is going to be? I'm pretty sure we're going to end up getting some chicken on the east side.
And guess what, though? I'm taking separate cars. Hey,
sorry about that.
Hey, I'm going to tell you this. It's going to happen. All right. I tell you, if I drunk dial y'all, I apologize.
My shit is on Do Not Disturb.
If any text messages come out that made me talking crazy, I apologize right now. If you see me freestyling, I apologize right now.
For that freestyle video.
Hey, I'm ready.
Three Hennessy and Red Bulls?
Hey, if I get three Hennessy and Red Bulls in me, I'm doing push-ups in the middle of the street. I apologize right now. I'm just letting y'all know, you know, I don't mean no harm. I'm just trying to be peaceful, people. But, yeah, it's my birthday on Friday. We celebrating for the homie, you know, he going to put this cat out. We on Hennessy and Red Bull. The OG, John Malley going to come out with us. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I got the United Nations out. I got the Four Horsemen out.
Wait, what's that? Hey,
who are we?
And you're just black friend number 2 and 3. So, wait, hey.
Like extras in the movie.
But some little secret stuff. There's going to be the United Nations and Four Horsemen all back together with some controversy. So there may be some fireworks.
It may be some fireworks.
There might be some fireworks. We got a couple guys in the same building that I was always told, if they're ever in the same building together, someone's not coming out.
Okay, that's what's up.
I'm just going to let it. I'm not,
sound like a family reunion for
me. C. Riley does not endorse
World
this statement.
World Star video will be ready.
You will get it too.
C. Riley does not endorse this. I'm all about peace and love and dry humping and finger banging. Well, you know, I would promote all finger banging.
You know why? Because they see you spinning.
Oh God!
That's why they mad, bro.
They mad. He's corny ass. Look, man, that's your boy, man.
That's my guy, AB.
Cause he's slow, right? My daddy said anybody with a flat back head like that is slow. think about him and Ron Artest.
I get it.
Straight to God, slow. So something ain't right with brother, man.
Shaped like a 72 Cadillac.
Hey.
With the slant back ass.
Hey. His head shaped like a beetle. Cause something's wrong. What is wrong with Adrian Broner?
Like,
now, and why is he dropping a mixtape?
Why is he dropping a mixtape? For one. Two, look, out of all boxes, as he is somebody the fans will like to see box and just shut the fuck up.
Right.
Because he's going to entertain you boxing.
Yeah.
He's going to come to scrap. He's going to entertain. You ain't ever catch Adrian Broner running. I 100%. I like it. It's good for the fans. Good for the sports. He's not a boxer. He's a fighter. And I respect that. But all the extra additives, having a Instagram for your waves.
Why? You mad?
Why?
Matt,
Joe's
he's spinning, bro.
His ugly face again.
Didn't he have on like 3 do-rags in the video?
No, he had a stocking cap on first.
That's why he go to jail.
Hey.
And who wears side caps no more?
You he go had to the jail. Stocking cap under the do-rag. Under the do-rag. Under a hat.
Tomorrow. Oh, wow. Y'all mad, huh? They mad. They big mad. I'm like, this mother.
I mean, that's why I like him, because he, like, granted, at one point he was a great boxer.
Still is.
He still is? Ain't he like 1-4 in his last 5 fights?
No. He's only lost. He lost last.
Twice.
Twice in the last 5 fights.
Right.
Yeah, he's like 3-2 in the last 5 fights. Brother getting paid. He doing what he love. He's got some depression issues, which he's admitted to. But
right.
The problem is, His outside antics don't match his in the ring antics. You know what I'm saying?
His outside voice don't match his inside
exactly.
Production.
Like, right. You know what I'm saying? Like, you.
He talked like Floyd, but he holding L's like
Madonna.
Pacquiao.
I was thinking the old boy. They used to be under
Jab Zuda.
Pacquiao.
Zab Zuda.
Jab Zuda.
The UK dude. The Indian dude.
Oh, Prince Hasim Muhammad?
Nah, the newer one.
The Indian dude.
Who got his bitch took by the football player.
All of them get their bitch took by the football players. All them bitches get their bitch took by basketball players, too.
Man, it's...
Hey, guess who else? International Rome, baby. He taking all their hoes.
For the people out here that don't know, Pretty Flacco has changed his name in accordance with the Diddy rule of I can only have a name for 6 months. So now, what do you want to be known as?
International Rome, baby.
Ain't Rome an R&B singer that had one hit?
I belong Bruh. To hey, you.
Quick tangent. Seventh grade, I wrote the entire song to Miss Easton.
You
in a love letter, gave it to
you. You plagiarized the song to a school teacher.
You copyrighted it and passed it on.
But hey, no, you didn't write it, my G.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. I copied the entire song, gave it to
her. Hey, you know who do that shit too? Sella.
Oh. Dark chocolate over here?
Sella is the most romantic motherfucker you ever meet. Pause. Like, he be calling with some shit. I'm like, God damn, your extra ass. Hey, man, I think I'm going to write a love letter and send her a mix CD.
You made her a mixtape.
With all Backstreet Boys and NSYNC on that?
No, some Andy Grammer shit.
Oh, hey, man, he's the shit.
Not walk out to Andy Grammer.
Well, you got to wait and see what I'm coming out to.
It's
already been turned in.
So you changed it from last time we talked?
Maybe. It's going to be a surprise.
That shit going to be some SpongeBob.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
You know everybody would do that.
I'm rocking that shit. If they could come out to that.
You know there's a trap version of that, right? That my daughter has found.
Hey.
With goo-wop on there?
No, it's just the instrumental.
If you come out to that, I'm just going to lower my head, sir. That's all I'm going to say to that.
If we do that, we definitely dick bumping. Pause.
All right, so we most definitely taking L's right now. So instead of L's, let's talk about who's taking these dubs, getting these dubs. Who's winning out here right now?
You know who my favorite person in the world right now?
I know who mine is. Dave, we play basketball with.
Without a doubt, Dave is your favorite person.
I don't know who Dave is.
Dave is a 50-year-old post office man that come to hoop in the post office uniform.
Oh, that's gangster.
Hey.
That's like my guy hooping in Tim's back in the day. And they offered him a scholarship, but they asked him, you know, what size shoe you wear. And he goes, who y'all sponsored by? He goes, Nike. He goes,
I only wear Tim's.
And he can ball in the Tim's. He don't wear tennis shoes. His name is Mississippi. And he said he only hooped in Tim's.
I love it.
Pick up tackle over there.
Hey, Tim's. They call him Mississippi. He's still in East St. Louis trapping.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt. With ball in Tim's.
Dave, but all right, here's the problem. Dave can't hoop.
At all. But Dave, he has heart.
Oh, Dave out there.
He dribble with both hands.
But he'll run all damn day. He has heart.
Well, he been walking all goddamn the damn post office outfit.
My favorite person is Uncle Shay Shay.
Man. Uncle Shay Shay.
Yes, I was thinking of fucking Amir Khan.
Amir Khan, okay. But let's go back to Uncle Shay Shay.
Uncle Shay Shay, for people who don't know, Shannon Sharp, a.k.a. the guy, a.k.a. the goat, a.k.a. the voice of the people, a.k.a. shoot your shot, young fella.
Hey, everything about Shannon Sharp right now in the world is positive. I think Shannon Sharp should run for president.
Skilp.
Skilp. No I in that. There's no I in Skilp.
I never thought I would be so impressed by a man with a list as strong as Shannon thought. Hey. Hey,
what I love about Shannon, man, Shannon is that uncle that when he get drunk, you just go sit by and go, what the fuck is he about to say?
But you know what he get drunk off of?
Oh, he get drunk off the hen.
And the miles,
and the
baby.
Miles, baby.
And the miles.
Hey, the miles, baby. Hey, Shannon Sharp, this is C. Riley, man, talking to you.
Hey, cuz, play the slow song.
Hey,
play the slow song.
I'm going to tell you this, man. As somebody that you really, really, I was going to get angry with you taking your shot, Nicole Murphy.
I know that. Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you this.
It was nothing.
I'm glad a brother did it. You know what I'm saying? And then went on national TV and put out some Black and Miles and some Backwoods in celebration. Good
don't
shit.
Don't forget about the yak.
The yak, that yak, brother. And be on TV with it.
He called it celebration pouch.
Dog, I got nothing to say. I mean, he clowns everybody.
And I bet he wears a stocking cap.
Oh, hey. Uncle Shay Shay is the dude.
He got
man.
A big ass head, though.
He wearing Big Mama knee highs then. That's what we used to wear before we had the stocking cap.
And it twisted. Looking like Day Day.
Did you guys ever pull it over your face to look like a burglar?
No. Nah, we get shot there, brother. Nah, my God.
You racial profiling.
No, please don't do that. I guess it's a white guy thing.
Yeah, yeah, you allowed you that, my friend.
I remember one time my dad pulled the stocking over his face. It was like face all smushed, this and that. And he went out to the window outside. He started tapping on the window. We opened it. He's like, ah.
You got shot.
You got right. shot, brother.
Several times.
I apologize.
And cursed out. Motherfuckers, that Tay don't be scaring me like that. The first thing mama would have said.
After she shot you.
Right, hey, hold on. But my mama would have been more mad about you put her pantyhose in your head and cause a run in her pantyhose.
Now you gotta go to the store.
You
had to go to Ventures.
Famous bar. Go to Famous bar.
Famous and bar.
You had to go to Woolworth. Go down to the Woolworth. Everything had a the in front of it. The Venture.
Hey, man. But who we gonna move on number two? I gotta go.
I gave y'all my favorite.
I gotta go Bomani. Bomani, hold on. Bomani / Marshawn.
You can't slash it, man. Okay, I'm going Marshawn. Ain't no 1A's and 1B's.
I'm going Marshawn.
We don't got no co MVP. Marshawn. Get a trophy to Jason Kidd for rookie of the year.
Hey. Jason Kidd, is he also Dirty Dickin? But we gonna get back off of that.
Ooh, we revisiting Dirty Dickens?
Maybe revisiting Dirty Dickens. I think Jason Kidd been Dirty Dickens.
Go on support your case for Bomani Jones.
Nah, I'm gonna go Marshawn, man. Cause who you know gone one protect another team player and none of your teammates say shit. Who you know also going to walk the opposing team player through your bench and your team ain't gonna say shit.
Is that more strong than when he went out on the field and got his cousin off the opposing team during the fight?
And pushed the ref?
It pushed
wasn't even on the field. Pushed the ref and said, get the fuck on, cuz. Well, he probably said blood.
He said blood.
Because everybody in the Bay say blood.
Hey, man, I'm still saying that he blood gang, man, but we don't go off of that.
Nah, man, that's a Bay thing.
Hey, stop hating. I'm going to tell you this. I think walking Aqib Talib that just watched your boy
that snuck his chain,
but you walk him through your sideline through the bench.
Two chains.
Good God, man! But he do what he want to do.
How did side tangent? How did Talib show up to the game and Crabtree not come out there like the program? This nigga already snuffed your chain one time. I'm running at you. Like Andre Johnson did Corlin Finnegan.
Oh, I remember.
First
that.
Play of the game, and I'm snuffing.
Right. We getting this fade.
Facts. But you got your chain snatched and your helmet snatched.
Yes.
So even if you fire on them, you're going to fuck your hand up.
Yep. But guess what, though? We all know Talib is a goon.
Goon.
Straight goon. He been gooning since he been in the league, right?
Hey.
And they both in the Dallas area?
Hey, they said. This
but he like- said he can't come outside in Dallas. He told Crabtree that the first time he snatched his chain, said, you know where I'm at. You ain't getting the chain back.
Hold on a second. So, Bomani Jones said this, and this is why I love my Bomani. He said, a caller called in and said, you know what Crabtree got to do. He got to go to a family function of Talib's and walk up and shake the table. And they said, and Bomani said, I don't think you should do that because I think that'd be a bad idea because some of us were raised different. And what he said about it, he goes, allegedly, Talib pistol whipped somebody that put hands on his sister, was going to shoot him, allegedly, his gun jammed, allegedly. Talib mama handed him her gun.
It was the grandma.
Oh, it was grandma.
Grandma the goon.
And said, use mine, allegedly. You ain't shaking no table with somebody that they got that many wops at the house.
Go look at the highly questionable interview with Quali, whatever his fucking name is. He talked about the grandma shot the uncle.
And said, don't tell nobody.
Called the police, and the police showed up, and she's sitting there with the snuff under her purse, like, tell them something else.
God, I dare you. I dare you. Dude, I'm telling you, brother.
First off, you can't shake a table at a black person barbecue.
It's happened in mine.
How much furniture was moving after that?
I mean, you know, we had to grab Unk out, you know, drag him out.
In Texas?
Nah, this is in East Saint.
Well, I'm just saying, now, shaking the table in Texas, you know how many guns will fall off the table?
Man, under the table, over the tables, when they stand up, a 4-5 going to fall off the lap, the whole nine. Shoot, you don't play around in Texas, boy. You shake a table there. But Crabtree ain't going nobody house shaking no table. He a shaman-eyed motherfucker. He ain't.
God damn.
He ain't no Crowdy Brownie. He was D-Seg. You know what I mean? Like me. He ain't grew up in no hood, though. He grew up in Maryland Heights and then went out to Lafayette. Like, he didn't grow up East Saint, South Side, North Side.
He started at Pattonville.
Yeah, and he went
to Melville.
Yeah, he ain't about no life. He ain't no drama.
That's shout, some St. Louis shit.
Shout out to Maryland Heights, because it's a really safe community. That's where I live.
To live is East Side, Wellston.
But a spring of the State Streets.
Right, yeah. South Side State Streets.
Speaking of East Side, LeBron and Maverick Carter put out a documentary called 89 Blocks, mm-hmm. talking about how the East Saint football team, just a year following them to the state championship game. If you haven't checked it out, it's on Fox Sports.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool.
So check that out.
It's a good look, man.
Know who's winning for me? Prince Henry.
Oh, yes.
Prince, ooh, motherfucking yes. Henry. He got my baby.
Your baby?
That's he got baby? My baby.
Hey, you knew her. Who she was before this?
She played on Suits. She played Rachel off Suits.
I don't know what the fuck Suits is.
Okay, man. Suits is a show on USA. I didn't know who she was until this morning. I Googled her, and I was like, oh.
Man. And guess what? She's biracial. She black.
Yeah.
No. The key is she has a black mama.
Right.
Did you see it? This is a real black mama. She sat in the front at a theater show in front of them. Yeah. Like, nah, I got the good seat.
Yeah.
And pass me that big piece of chicken.
Right. Nah, she's a bad bitch. That's her.
Hey. Nigga, that's about to be she about to be a princess.
Yeah.
Yeah,
facts,
man.
But there's running reports like, hey, England might not rock with her being black and stuff like that.
But
Prince Henry, he always been whatever. Because anytime you get into a mob and do this shit right here, point them two fingers at somebody's head, you're about that action, boss. Uh-huh. So shout out to Prince Henry for shooting up the club.
Hey,
I mean, Prince Henry is basically half black, right? He barely know his daddy. His mama got capped.
Yeah.
I mean, his sister out here wilding, but the other sister is the one to get all the attention.
Hey,
I didn't know he had sisters.
Yeah, they got sisters. Yeah.
Oh.
I'm going to tell you. Take your shot. Like 2 or 3 years ago.
Look, I'm going to tell you this. I'm happy for him. I love seeing racism live on social media. You know what I'm saying? I mean, not to get political, and y'all know I hate politics, but this is an era of life that I think we needed because it brought all the foam to the top. Now we see you motherfuckers.
Right.
Don't go and hide and 2.5 years.
Yeah.
When the tables flip, stay outside. Please be you because they. Oh, I can't believe he dating this and that. She looked like she got some good box.
Man,
I'm going.
Hey,
to
she looked good.
She bad, bro.
Did you hear that little interview where they were like talking about roasting chicken when he proposed or something? I heard that this morning. She's like, we were just sitting around roasting some chicken. And in my head, I'm like, bitch. Shut up.
Like, bitch, y'all fried chicken. You ain't roast no goddamn chicken.
Right. You know what I mean?
And so, but, I mean, I like Prince Henry, though, because he's a total opposite of his brother. His brother, stick in the mud ass dude.
I saw, this will be a last political, maybe, statement, but this might incite some other shit. I saw a quote today that said Donald Trump is what white people thought the first black president would sound like.
Yep. Facts.
Just ignorant, over the top,
right.
Totally not against any, you know, filter or have a real agenda, just in the White House.
They thought he was going to be Uncle Shay.
Shay Shay.
They thought he was going to be Uncle Shay Shay.
You know what else is fun about Trump, but sad? It was really sad. He addressed one of the Congress ladies as Pocahontas, right?
Elizabeth Warren.
Yes, several times. Then he was meeting with like a chief or something like that. And he like, yeah, you know, we have our Indian, our only Indian in Congress. We call her Pocahontas. Like, they like, dude, that shit is racist as fuck. It's rude. You have like the National Organization of Native Americans sent a letter. So, God damn, you got snacks back
there? He got the 3,000 snacks.
Yeah, he got dessert.
He's like that dude on Longest Yard or whatever with the hey, you want a cheeseburger?
Like, bro, how you bring the movie theater M&M's in here?
Hey, he pulled it out of his titty like a grandma with that change.
You got a cell phone there, nigga?
You got a prepaid card over there, bro? I'm out of minutes.
You got some gum? My grandma used to have that red hot gum. Oof. Big red, big red.
Big red.
But nah, bro, speaking of gum, your boy over here like, he called me.
I thought you was going to say his breath stink.
No. Little bro called me his little halfway racist ass. Say, I mean, I'm on the north side. I said, why are you on the north side, man? Yeah, that's the only place I can get purple gum.
You get some purple drink?
No. I don't remember that. I think it was, they had grape Bubblicious.
Yeah. Like grape Bubblicious.
Yeah, but I like juicy fruit. I got it just chilling right there. I'll go back to you later.
Wait on it.
That's nasty.
That's all right.
Hey, you got atmosphere on it. It's cool.
Ain't the worst thing I put in my mouth.
Exactly.
Pause.
Yeah.
Pause.
He been at his wings.
Yeah.
Good God. But no, I agree with you on that statement, though. I mean, again, not to talk political things, but.
So do you drink Sunny Delight or you drink?
I ain't had Sunny Delight in probably 20 years.
Okay. Or you get that drink.
No.
You drink Simply Orange?
No, I don't drink any of that stuff.
The real question is, do you eat pumpkin pie or sweet potato pie?
Ooh.
I don't eat either.
Choose wisely.
But if I was going to have, if I had to pick one, I'd pick pumpkin pie. I don't like sweet potatoes. I don't like either of those pies. I'll eat pumpkin pie one time at Thanksgiving maybe, but that's about it.
You eat apple pie?
No.
Pecan pie.
I ate poontang pie. Shout out to The Rock.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
Poontang pie.
Yeah. Quit acting like you're too cool.
Nah, it's got to be sweet potato pie, man. If I had to eat anything.
I don't think I've ever had sweet potato pie.
So
I don't like pie.
And not no patty shit.
Patty!
So I was getting prepared for Thanksgiving.
Put the knife down.
And
hey, right, why do you have a knife?
Because if this motherfucker would have said pumpkin pie is better than sweet potato pie,
I did. Pumpkin pie is better than sweet potato pie.
He's
going to
punish his ass?
Exactly.
Good show. Hey, I'm not finished yet, so shut up.
Oh, man.
I'm not done yet, so shut up. Shut up.
What I told you tonight, right, did you not cringe for a second? Like,
hey,
God,
don't.
Damn. I'm not, well, I'm just asking.
Earmuffs, Sally.
I didn't start this shit. These motherfuckers obviously ain't working.
This was the best.
These three motherfuckers obviously are working.
That was one of the better Marvel series.
No, I like it because it's not like a superhero. It's like a real. It's just like a little action thing.
Right.
The dude ain't got no superpowers. Like he ain't flying up. You know, so it's. I don't want to say it's realistic.
He do got a superpower.
Anger.
What's a superpower?
He gets shot 45 times every episode.
So did my boy 50 Cent. He's still kicking. He
was amazing. Hold on, I'm gonna ask y'all a question about this shit. Does he run out of ammo?
He changes clips a lot.
Right. He does,
and
do
he
that.
Stabs a lot of motherfuckers.
I just can't. I mean, I watch Walking
Dead. He screams
Dead.
A lot too.
These motherfuckers never run out of ammo.
He do pump himself up.
Ever run out of ammo? They never run out of ammo. I watch Walking Dead. How much fucking ammo you motherfuckers got?
Nah, like. They be having full like arsenals and they be popping clips all day. Right. Switching
but eventually
guns.
You can't carry so many clips.
No. He'll unload, pop a clip, unload, take their gun, unload, stab motherfucker, take their gun.
Some shit realistic.
Then he pulling out nines.
That show is done very well.
Right.
There's not a lot of shows that I look forward to watching, and it's like that's what I watch when I run in the mornings, so I take my mind off of running.
I'm gonna start running and watching porn.
Man, nah, that's dangerous.
With your dick art?
Yeah, then you're gonna have this big schwantz hanging off, hitting yourself in the knee and in the forehead or wherever else it goes.
Damn. He don't have draws on or some shit?
Hey.
I mean, if he trip and fall, that's all bad. That's all
I ain't seen it. I just heard stories.
Hey.
They call him Tripod Kenny.
Kickstand Kenny? I mean, hey, it's kind of hard to explain why you have a carpet burn on the head of your dick.
Why you got that rash right there? Baby, it was scraping again.
Oh, I'm just saying, I like support.
How do we go from Punisher to this shit?
Hey, I like support my underwear, man. Shout out to PSD Underwear. Be the sponsor.
Because we punish that pussy. That pussy is on punishment.
Oh, God.
It's on timeout.
See, Riley did not say that.
He's shooting it up.
PSD had the Cyber Monday sale.
$5 joints.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I need to holler at Kyrie, man. I need that. I need that. Speaking of Kyrie, whoa.
What is whoa?
That nigga's the best point guard in the league.
I would
is Kyrie
say that.
MVP?
Right now he's MVP.
Oh, I would agree with that.
Who's the better point guard in the league? Kyrie.
John Stockton.
John Stockton was.
Why every time we talking about sports, white man can I bring up a white man?
I know, right?
I know. Carl
Malone. Somebody bring up Rocky Marciano ass. Every time we talk about boxing, white man bring Rocky Marciano ass.
He beat Joe Louis's ass.
You're right. He did beat Joe Louis's ass.
Joe Louis is 142 years old.
Who, if you take him out their team, cannot be ran effectively?
First off, let's acknowledge a good moment of black history when Kyrie was in the tunnel and somebody said, "Where's LeBron?" And he said, "Suck my dick."
Right. Shout out to Kai, man. Duke in the building.
And that's when they reeled off 16 straight victories. So that needs to be acknowledged in Black History Month at some point.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, right now, you're right. He's the MVP. He's playing with a chip on his shoulder.
Who's the better point guard? You paused.
James Harden.
No. James Harden is...
Can we even call Kyrie and all these guys point guards?
I call them point guards.
Just call them guards.
No. I call them... Like, you got to categorize them.
I call them one.
Right.
They still won.
They still won. That, I know.
Westbrook?
Westbrook's nasty, but right now, Kyrie's playing better basketball.
And
that's the perfect system for him.
He's making the system.
Yeah, but that's the thing. They're really adapting. This is what we've talked about this, me and, what's your name again now?
International Rome.
Roman cell phone coverage. We've talked about this because we said that Boston is really making what's going to be the new NBA.
Positionless players.
Yes.
Yes.
Because as much as you talk about Golden State, like they have size and length with KD and people like that. Like Boston size is Al Horford. Tatum.
But hold on. If you looked at it.
Brown.
Because they went.
Jaylen Brown. Nasty.
They went and looked at the players between 6'8 and 6'10.
And he went to go do an upper deck.
And Golden State has like seven and they got six of them. So they're built up just alike.
Yeah.
Right.
With a small ass guard. And the problem is it ain't them. I mean, KD's nice. KD's nasty. Don't get me wrong. But I'm telling you, the key on that team ain't KD or Curry.
It's Draymond.
And Klay. Because they put Klay on 2, 3, 4 a lot.
Klay guards the best player on their team, on the opposite team.
Yeah, the best wing. Yeah.
He guards and he plays decent defense.
Yeah.
And his release is nasty. Now the problem is, will he re-up after this year?
I think Klay walks.
Yeah.
Because I think Klay want more spotlight. Because Draymond getting looked defense player of the year, KD getting, you know, finals MVP, Steph getting the money.
Finally.
Klay is the eye man out.
Is if Klay wins this year, that's three rings, right?
Two. Yeah.
Three.
You're right.
Three?
My bad. Three.
Does he go to LA?
Yes. He's going to LA Lakers.
Clippers.
He's going to Lakers.
Dad played for the Lakers.
And Luke Walton is the coach of Lakers.
A lot of these people don't like their daddies, man.
He likes his dad. Oh,
come on, bro.
I like it. I mean, he likes his dad. I think go to Lakers and make a boatload of cash. Because I don't think everybody that... LeBron ain't going to Lakers.
We don't want him.
And LeBron, y'all take him if y'all had.
Y'all take him.
Not especially with Melo fucking... LaMelo, the Ball family... Sidewind shooting ass.
Somebody say you shoot like
they're like
Obama.
The male Kardashians. I don't like them.
Good call.
I don't like that. They annoy
me. At least he got talent though. Yeah, he got some kind of talent.
Yeah, Kardashians don't.
You ain't seen her suck dick.
That bitch ain't.
That
good.
Bitch can't suck a good dick.
Yeah, what do you?
I liked her better than like. She was more attractive to me when Ray J was banging out Ray J and Reggie.
She was just a like little Ray bit J. more natural. Like now,
he say like Ray J.
Shout out to Mississippi.
Everything goes back to Mississippi.
Everything, it ain't shit in Mississippi
except slavery.
Speaking of ain't shit, so I spent Thanksgiving in Mississippi, right?
Oh boy!
And I did it differently this year. So I stayed at my brother's in-laws' house. Right?
I'm glad you made it back alive, man. I'm really happy for you.
Shout out to the movie Get Out.
So
Mississippi burning.
They live in a really rural part of Mississippi.
Rosewood.
Macon. So this East Mississippi. This is how I was like, I'm driving. I get into town. And I take the wrong turn. I turn off on the wrong gravel road, right? Dead ass. And I look to my left. I'm like, what the fuck is this? It's a fucking mule and a horse. Just I'm like, okay. I gotta get the fuck out of here. They ain't even have a Walmart, right? I'm like, where the grocery store at? It's down the street. Okay. Which one you guys got? You got Piggly Wiggly, you know what I mean? Whatever, whatever. She said, no, we got a Tim's. I'm like, what the fuck is a Tim's? Oh, that's the man that owns it. That's the name of it. God damn.
No McDonald's?
They have one. I have McDonald's and Burger King. That's it.
Sounds good.
I just really feel like McDonald's is literally everywhere.
Yeah, it is.
I fought up in Iowa. They did not have a McDonald's. They had a Sonic and a Walgreens and a Mexican place.
Oh.
That's it.
Subway is second on my list. I feel like it's everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what else is everywhere? Country's Cousins Podcast.
Poontang Pie.
Poontang Pie.
A minute ago, he's like...
think like that?
Yeah, that was weird. They're one nation.
Under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. My country, tis to be. That's all I know.
I don't know what you're even singing.
That's two different songs. Ain't
right.
It? Well, remixed, the first one was the Pledge of Allegiance. It's not really
then,
a song.
Then we used to do that after the Pledge of Allegiance. Then they took all that shit out of school. So
I know one thing that they do have in school. It's teachers fucking.
Oh. Where was this shit
first off, I hate when people are like, oh man, I wouldn't have said shit. Liar. You would have been fucking, you'd be like, bro, I just had sex with her.
No,
it depends on what age.
I don't give a fuck what age it is.
I was in high school. Shout out to one of my homeboys, y'all know, he was fucking a bus driver for a minute. And I swear to you, and she was fine, he was beating it up. Shout out to the homie. And no one said that besides to me, but we were street dudes, so we don't talk.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
I was trying to fuck her friend too.
We can't get a shout out.
I can't.
I couldn't imagine like fucking that. My bus driver Janet. One time she gave me a popsicle.
Suck on this little boy. We watch.
Shout out to Janet.
Bus number 34.
Karen was an asshole.
No, man, y'all know the homie, man. But he's fucking a bus driver right on the south side, and like. He was always the last stop.
He's like, fucking her on the bus?
On the bus, because then one time she drove him back out to where they dropped the buses off, dropped him off right outside, because you can't bring a kid inside where they dropped the bus off. She dropped him off right outside, went in, parked the bus, got her car, came out, picked him up. He went on smash. He was 17. He was wrecking. He fucked on the bus, at her crib. The whole nine. Shout out to the homie. Y'all know. I can't name names though.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, I wouldn't have said nothing because, like you said, you street. Like,
yeah.
I was. That's who I was raised by. Like my cousins. Like, no, we wouldn't saying shit. Yeah. Like,
I wouldn't telling. I wouldn't. I don't tell motherfuckers shit. Period. Like that.
Oh,
like,
I'd have been bragging if I was. If you're a kid, fuck.
That's what I said. At what age?
Like, that's, yeah. That's the thing.
There's a
15 year old.
Even if I was 16, 17 years old when I was a senior.
But you just broke your virginity at 21, so it's different for you, man.
I did.
I get it. I've been
shout out to family reunions.
Damn. God damn.
Thank you, Aunt Shirley.
Nah. Were you a late bloomer?
I was kind of 17. Yeah, 17.
I've been getting my dick sucked since 97.
But the girl I lost my virginity to, y'all wouldn't give a shit, but she looks like Jennifer Aniston mixed with like Jennifer Love Hewitt, like perfect combo.
Okay, we know you fuck some bad bitches.
Fuck no, that was the first one out of the gates.
I know, I'm just saying.
Since then, yeah. But like, that was.
Hey.
She did have a fat ass too. You guys
remember
appreciate
the day
that.
He lost his virginity.
That's yes. Weird.
October 9th, room 227,
1989. I don't know. You said 89 or 99?
99. I've been getting my dick sucked since 97, though, man. Shout out to Miss Kirkwood, eighth grade science teacher at the middle school. Hey, I got my dick sucked up under the stairs right by your classroom.
Hey, while you're talking about this, there's a cartoon on Netflix called Big Mouth.
That is worst thing ever.
It's fucking good, though, right? It's funny. It's hilarious.
Don't
kid,
slip up and turn the shit on for kids.
No, it's about kids going through like puberty and stuff. And like, there's this dude. My favorite character is a hormone monster. It's like whenever you like was a kid in school and you kind of get like a boner,
you pull
it
out.
This guy pops up and he's no, you don't. This guy.
Shit, I pull that motherfucker out.
This guy pops up and he's like, hey, so then, how are you? And he's like, oh no, I can't do it. He's like, you're gonna do it. Go to the bathroom so we can jerk off in one of those thin toilet paper sheets. and it shows the kid in the bathroom, and he's thinking of whatever. It's funny. He's like, good night, cutie. And then he just the hormone monster disappears. It's man, it's funny.
Hey, I mean, like that's what we used to do. Shit, 7th, 8th grade, you get that boner. Hey girl, bam, dick is in your hand. Or as soon as a bitch get up. You walk up to the classroom and sharpen your pencil. Dick out.
Y'all pull y'all dick out to school?
See,
dead ass.
I ain't never did that.
I ain't never did no shit like that.
There's one time, though, we had a kid, Jim, I'm not going to say his name, but he, not that he's ever going to listen to this. He's, I don't know even where the fuck he's at. He's getting jerked off under the lunch table every day by a girl. Fuck it, Jim Cruz used to get jerked off by a girl, Jackie Brewer, every day.
God. And then,
hey, and then finally someone like dropped like a napkin or something to pick it up. They go, oh my God, his dick's in her hand. And he was like, well, I don't know. And she was just like, yeah.
Hey, the biggest excitement I got was like going to Saints in the Palace and dance behind somebody. That was like, ah, shit. Like,
punching.
Hey, clothes burning.
That happens in Big Mouth. He's at his first formal dance. He's dancing with a girl. The hormone monster pops up. He's like, oh yeah, move in with your hips. He brings him closer, and the dude just starts rolling his eyes like, oh, it's going to happen. He goes, whoa, calm down, chief. We're 70 yards from the bathroom. He's like, I don't care. He goes, fuck it, you're cool with it. I am too. And it shows his cartoon, just blows his load all over himself. And he's like, what do I do with it? He's like, soaking it, you pig. And he just disappears. It's fucking awesome, dude.
Hey,
it's funny.
I just put my dick in my belt, and grind on bitches back in the day.
Mine don't reach my belt.
Hey, my nigga, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, go to the club, put that motherfucker up. Like, yeah, you feel that dick. You feel that dick. Fuck this coochie sweater. You feel that dick. Hey, don't let Silk come on with that last dance of the night. I'm pulling
that
all
if you
hips.
No, meet in my bedroom.
Man.
That one.
Hey, dick between your ass crack.
Bruh.
Shout out to the Sheltons. I want to do that back in the day. You know, since we naming names.
Damn. Shots fired.
Since we naming names. Y'all know how
you
I feel.
You want to be specific?
Hey. Kristen. Shelton.
She a lawyer.
Bruh, I remember wearing some windbreaker pants to his pants, bruh. It's all It's nothing. Hey, it's all friction. It's all action.
Regular boxes, huh?
Right. Man, I put that dick right on Janae Turner ass. Bow.
Shots fired. Name dropping.
Hey, hold on. Bruh. Speaking of that shit today. Today was really awkward when we was in the sauna today.
With Josh Weston?
Man, somebody put their dick on you? Josh, man.
Man, Josh is a good dude, but he is like...
Josh had on tidy whitey talking to us, man, and having long conversation in the sauna. And then he kept stretching, lifting his legs up like the Captain Morgan, man. I said, put your motherfucking legs down, G. Love Josh, hey, man. Good dude, man.
I told him, I go, God damn, you got some old man drawers on. And then the other kid in the sauna had on some fucking penny loafers or something. I'm like, what is wrong with you? And the kid's only like 22. I'm like, what is wrong with you two? Man, I love these. They're so comfortable. And then he got like semi-hard thinking about grappling with people. I'm like, you need to calm the fuck down.
No, but my God.
He got a chubby.
Hey. And he was like, oh, I'm so excited. I'm getting like butterflies. I was like, whoa, that's weird.
Those ain't butterflies.
Yeah.
No, but the homie.
It's the hormone monster.
Hey, the homie.
Oh, yeah.
The homie Josh is sitting there talking to us and like, he had on tidy whities talking to us, and you sweat. He was sweating a lot. So he kept...
It's like a wet t-shirt contest.
Yeah, I'm like, cuz, like, you got a wet draws contest going on, my G. Put your leg down.
And his balls talking. Fell out like Tyler Perry in the dress.
Oh, no. Man, I was like, oh, I got to talk to Sel about this, man. We got to talk to Josh, man. He's a good dude, man. We got to know this is
something. I bet you Josh got a whole bush of pubes.
I'm not looking.
Why? Why? I just imagine him like, well, it's not good to shave him.
He probably has a scientific reason.
Y'all going to be grappling. He's going to be trying to fuck.
He's a smart ass dude.
He's a chemist. So he's like, he's super smart. He's super smart.
Super smart.
I get it.
Like, he probably got a bomb ready, you know, to go in the house or some shit. You know what I mean? That's why he don't drive cars.
Oh, man, I can't talk about Punisher.
No, don't. Nah. Don't. I'm on.
Don't talk shit about nothing.
No, I'm on episode 8.
Because this nigga, I mean, this motherfucker right here, he loves to ruin that moment for you.
I ain't ruin shit.
I'm watching SOA. I've never
First
watched.
First off, Sons of Anarchy went off fucking 5 years ago.
3 years ago,
that's
bitch.
That's your own fault.
3 years ago.
There's no such thing as a spoiler.
I'm watching it for the first time like it's brand new. Nigga,
no, you got 6 months, man. That's it.
Nigga, if you go get a used car tomorrow, right, it's old to everybody else, but it's new to you, bitch.
Hey, that shit made you want to join
the but it's still a 96 Toyota Camry.
I watched all of it, and then I put him on it. This motherfucker wants some C. I think we should get bikes.
Hey.
Let's join our own motorcycle gang.
We started a motorcycle club without having motorcycles.
Right.
He had a motorcycle.
Yeah, I had a motorcycle.
Yeah, but not at this moment. We didn't.
No.
Oh, we're well, like, shit. We're you gonna have a motorcycle.
We were like, we're gonna get them. That's what our talk was. We were gonna get them. Sons of Mothers of Anarchy. Yeah.
Failure.
No, it ain't failed. Shit, we'll roll you over, homie.
Oh.
Call my boy Bubba.
Oh.
He wanted to call Juice.
Oh, Juice.
Hey,
Juice a fucking crazy motherfucker.
Yeah, he's a little rat though.
That's all I said.
Little bitch.
That's all I said. He said the same thing.
Okay, I haven't seen it.
It don't matter.
Oh, Juice is a rat.
He hasn't shown me that side of himself yet.
Oh, no, Juice is a rat.
But he's a cyber guy, like, you know what I mean?
But see, it stuck with me. That one part stuck with me.
So that's going to stick with me. Now I'm watching, like, okay, when he going to come out as a rat? When are they going to find out?
It's way later.
You won't even expect it, man.
So the next movie, I mean, next series I'm going to watch after this, it's going to be The Wire.
And you watch Wire yet?
I've heard that's good. I haven't seen it.
Never in its entirety.
I wish I had all the discs. I'll just give it to you. He gave it to me. You got to watch The Wire.
I probably still got them.
Dude, The Wire is good shit.
Heard it's good.
Omar.
I want to watch Game of Thrones. I haven't ever started it. Everybody says it's great. I just haven't.
I'm on, what? How many seasons is it right now?
Seven.
I'm on season 5.
I put them on.
I
want to watch it. I just got to figure out how I'm going to start with season 1 and where to start watching it.
Season 1
you
is cool.
Have to. Yeah. Like, all the backdrop is in the early seasons.
Right.
Yeah.
You like, if you just start watching it, like, 4, you'd be like, where the fuck these dragons come from?
And who's the house of this? Who's the house of that?
Hey, you're still trying to figure out houses and shit. But...
Well, I do that anyway because I think I drink too much Hennessy. So, shout out to Uncle Shay.
Homeboy leave?
I told you he went and did a shit in his bathroom.
He's taking a shit.
Oh, he got his clothes off in your bathroom right now. Like, literally, he took all his clothes off in your bathroom.
You want to talk about Mississippi driving?
Okay, so.
Oh, I saw the snap.
You have no idea. You have no idea. So, we're on our way back to Macon, right? And Macon is the nearest Walmart is like 40 minutes away, right?
God damn.
So we on our way.
That's how you measure shit in Mississippi. This is between Walmart.
And you know, every little goddamn gas station, you can find like some fried chicken gizzard, some fried fish, whatever, whatever. So we on our way back, and mind you, Thanksgiving food for breakfast and beer is not a good combination. So we driving. I'm trying to get to Walmart because I'm like, I'm about to shit in Walmart. I'm about to blow this fucking bathroom up. But then we found this little gas station in the middle of nowhere. I hop out, go in there. This is another family pulled up. So this lady went in before me. I get in there. After she leaves, right, I get in there. I'm trying to wrap the seat up as quick as possible because at that moment I was about to make a command decision because the bathroom was nasty as fuck. So
bro, just sit on it and go.
Either I was going to shit in a trash can
or I have done before.
Or finish wrapping the shit up, right? So I got in that motherfucker. I blew it up. I'm taking the shit. I'm in there a good 15, 20, 22 minutes somewhere in there, right? I open the door. This motherfucker looking at me like, God damn. I walk out that bitch, my shirt in my hand, motherfucking muscle shirt on with some Tims walking through the store like, whoo. And I swear to God, I apologized to the clerk. I said, hey, I'm sorry. And I walked out.
His brother called the cops, your wet ass. Hey. Earl, get the gun.
Tim. It was Tim's, right?
That one at Tim's.
God damn,
I forgot the name of that place. I have to take a picture of the place because I've never, like, fuck it. I'm glad you're in the middle of nowhere because I have to shit.
Hey, all right. So it's a bad transition, but we do got to get on a serious note. This is legit serious.
We're going from shit to shit.
What the fuck is going in with slave trade?
So apparently this points back to the black leader.
And Hillary,
because we kicked out Gaddafi. Libya was Gaddafi.
Okay.
So once we wanted to put somebody in order, in that seat, unrest.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean,
they said it's been happening anyway. Like, this ain't new. It's just now it's actually, it's like everything else. You got a picture, you can post the shit, it's going to make it around the world a lot faster.
Shit's crazy, man. Like, what was so crazy? We pray for Vegas, we pray for this, we pray for that, pray for France. There are live slave trades going on, and people are watching, and ain't shit going down.
Be absolutely correct.
I mean, when they took the village of those 200 girls, nobody said shit.
Didn't bat an eye.
Didn't bat a fucking eye. But this is what we got going on, and nothing. I mean, I'm not going to talk about your boy Donnie or whatever, but.
Well, shit, he ain't even say shit about Eminem talking about him. He's still talking about the NFL.
He didn't want that smoke.
But
he didn't want that smoke.
At the time, conspiracy note right here. Mm-hmm. They said that the reason we took out Gaddafi is because he was worth over $220 billion.
Mm-hmm. Billion.
But he wasn't basing it on the dollar.
Right.
He was basing it on gold and shit like that. He was sitting on like platoons of wealth. Right. Mm-hmm. So this is during the bank kind of crash. Mm. So what stabilizes money more than anything? Gold.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's why they went after his ass, took his wealth, because all they did was split it up between like his family, which wants to be, everybody wants to be Americanized when it comes to that shit.
Right.
So boom, now you got that transfer of power, that transfer of wealth. It's just like everything else we did over there. We go over there, we fuck shit up, and we leave.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, because at one point he was trying to break away from our current system right now. Because
the currency.
Yeah, the currency. Because at the end of the day, all dollars don't mean shit because it's not backed with anything.
Right. Well, that's the Rothschild theory.
Right. Yeah.
So unless the Rothschilds had a hand in it, it's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Which goes back to Saddam. Saddam wasn't with that shit.
Yep.
So what happened with them? We ran his ass out of there. Then boom. Now we've been over there fighting for 15, 20 years.
Right. So yeah, because he was trying to back their currency with gold. And that's where it all...
They was trying to make the shit with the Chinese. Because mm-hmm. China is fucking buying up Africa like niggas like, buy chicken.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
Dead ass.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. Like white people buy hummus.
kale chips,
arugula, like arugula, son.
That's cheese, right?
No, arugula is green, ain't it?
Guacamole.
I don't know.
Arugula is green, like kale-ish.
No. Yeah, it's arugula salad. Like lettuce. Oh fuck it, I don't eat that shit. Only greens I eat are collard. High five.
Hey, no. One thing about little bro though. He will go to your family picnic and fuck your shit up. Like, and he ain't scared of nothing.
He will steal your girl there, too.
He will steal your girl there. He will go to your grandma's house. He will walk through that shit, grab a plate, and sit there like he owns shit. He's not one of those, you know, Caucasian Americans that are scared of being around us. He don't give a fuck.
We call them Caucasoids.
If it's food, twat, and music, he gonna be there. But he don't drink. But he'll go anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll go anywhere.
So after the fight, we need you as our designated driver. Win or lose.
No, I mean, I'm gonna go. I mean,
fuck,
usually
it ain't no win or lose. It's win or die.
I'm sorry, hey, win or draw.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. Hey, if some shit, if that cold and cold shit happen again, y'all gonna call the law.
Yeah, no, I'll tell everybody.
I'm gonna fight us.
I'll grab the microphone, tell everybody to fuck off.
And then I'm pissing on somebody's daughter.
Yeah, you know what? I'll pull it out right there and pee on the ring. Ain't no more fights happening.
On blood, do it.
Piss everywhere.
You know.
On blood, do it.
Roman coverage over here. Bucket list is to have a bar fight.
I never been in a bar fight. We can do this at the same time.
God, don't do it.
So don't lose. All I'm saying is we got your back, but don't lose because I don't want to fuck up my Jordans on Friday.
You wearing Jordans?
Or jorts, one of them.
You said jorts?
Jorts and Jordans.
Like black people pull off some like fashion, man.
Like it's 2007, baby.
Hey, I'm taking it back to Iowa, baby.
Hey.
Oh, man.
Like, any parting words, man?
No, man. Just love each other.
This so Andy Grammer ass motherfucker.
I love it.
Love each other, guys.
I mean... That goes with what I was about to say.
Rose can say it, but I can't.
I was about to say.
You ain't a bald head, small white woman.
Yeah.
We do have to love each other. I mean, life is too short. You could die at any moment. So, ladies, you need to fuck on the first date.
Yeah. Hey.
Stop being stingy.
I feel like I read that from a very philosophical prophecy today.
Yeah, man. I mean, I think we need to love each other.
Shout out to Roman coverage or whatever you call
it. Don't be scared to have difficult conversations with people that don't look like you and agree with you to get to some kind of resolution. And ladies, if you don't swallow, bust it all over your face and chest.
And then while you're cleaning it off, we're going to run.
No.
I forgot something in my car.
Yeah, I'm serious, man. Ladies, y'all got to get creative with cum. I mean, I seen a lady blow bubbles with this shit.
Hey, I love it, bro.
Hey, I love it, man. I'm telling you.
Y'all ever tasted your own?
Oh! Get out!
Cut!
Done!
God. On that note, good on night. That note,
I'm out.
Oh, god damn! Hey.
Is that it?
Yep. Good.